13, miscellaneous, outside professionals report. Harvey, anything?
Not a thing, thank you.
Not a thing, okay. Staff report.
I have a few things to mention. One, we have promoted Karen Davis from benefits coordinator to the permanent benefits manager position. She's been with Cicero for a number of years, and we're very excited to have her. Cicero has also received two awards from the GFOA, the Government Finance Officers Association. One is for our CAFR, and one is for our PAFR. Congratulations to Vicki and her staff.
Congratulations.
And I wanted to provide an update on our exterior project of this building. Next week, we should be receiving proposals from the bidders, and we're looking forward to starting the project in the spring after the rain has subsided.
Because we're thrilled that there's rain.
Yeah. Don't start today.
There was an article this week on Chevron moving out of all of its buildings partly across the street. Any impact on us? I mean, obviously in the short run, there's more competition.
So Matt Hurd from Trans Western did forward that article to me. And Chevron, which has a huge building here on Diamond Boulevard, they're going to be moving 800 or 900 of their employees out of there into Bishop Ranch by the beginning of 2016.
But I'm understanding from Concord government officials that they're not concerned with that building staying vacant very long, which was my concern. So
yeah,
you're right, there'll be competition, but there may be a major employer coming in, so who knows.
In the meantime, the lines for the restaurants across the street will be shorter.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Karen, anything?
Yes, next week we'll be presenting a legislative update to the board about legislation that was enacted that becomes effective January 1, 2015. One of the bills that we identified actually modifies the definition of final compensation for PEPRA members. And we are now relooking at the furlough decision that the board made a couple of months ago regarding the courts. If you recall, that had to do with the absence of the absence language in PEPRA. That language has been added, so we will likely have an item for the board's consideration to modify that decision. It basically will align PEPRA with legacy in terms of how the furloughs are going to be administered. And that's all I have.
Okay. Kurt, anything?
Nope, nothing.
I like your beard.
I like you. I like mustache.
Not white yet, though.
You look good with it. Some people don't.
Are you blushing?
Look at him.
Oh, my gosh.
He looks very professorial.
Don't ever play poker. You look great.
Christina, anything?
Remodels this weekend, so hopefully by the end of the year we will be done with our internal remodels, which I'm very excited about.
I bet you are.
Yay.
And I've been working with Joe Wiley on the labor relations paperwork, so the management resolution, the employer-employee ordinance, so next week hopefully you'll be seeing some drafts.
Okay. Vicki, anything new in numbers land? No? Okay.
One other update, we did recently hire an HR coordinator to help Christina out while we transitioned to being an independent employer. There's obviously a lot of HR and administration work that needs to be done. So our new hire is starting on December 29th.
And who is it?
Her name is Ann Summers.
Uh-huh. She used to work for HR and
services. Yeah.
When I first came to work for the county opened up a gym in downtown Martinez. And her and somebody else were running that gym when she first started. It was years ago.
Yeah.
I won't go into how far.
You're I remember that.
you remember? Maybe you're dating yourself.
I am.
Too.
I remember. 1981, folks.
Who did I?
Anne, the blonde.
From
Trustee comments. Gabe, did you want Was it?
Oh, yeah.
About the January.
Yeah, January
21st meeting?
First, yeah, that Bart officer that got killed, Tom Smith. He was my training officer and a good friend. Mm. He's retiring his badge on that Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Lesher Center. I plan on attending it, so I thought we'd start maybe at 8:30, 8 something, if everybody's okay.
I can do that.
I'm gonna leave
with everybody.
I'm gonna leave.
What day is that? What meeting is that?
Yeah.
The 21st.
It's not apparent, like Louis said, Will would probably be here. I can confirm that if it's an inconvenience.
Just don't put the retirees on that day.
Yeah, good call there.
Wondering, it is in the board regulations that the meeting start at 9 a.m.,
yeah.
Unless changed by the board.
There you go.
I've just never seen us actually change a meeting for one.
What date is that, 21st?
For what? We've changed times before.
I don't have a problem.
We started earlier before.
January 21st?
January 21st.
I ain't going to be in town, so.
It's not a board action.
You want me to check with Will first, and then I'll get back to everybody?
I will not be here the 21st.
Yeah,
let me do that.
Because we've got a meeting next week, and we can take action.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So don't change it yet?
Don't change it yet.
Don't change it.
Agenda changes can be done.
Any other trustee comments?
Yeah, I actually had one. I neglected to report at the last meeting that I did attend the Invesco client conference in San Diego. There were a few of us there. Jerry was there. Tim, of course.
Chi-Chi was there, right?
Yeah. Chi-Chi was there. And his wife.
Really, really sharp people. It was a very good conference. I attended some of the international sessions to hear what's playing out now with the instability in China and so forth. So it's interesting what you hear and then you kind of see play out, even in the short run. But it's a very good conference. In I don't know how many of you have been. I know some of you have, but that's a group of very interesting and bright people. It was, you know, you got a lot of FaceTime. Some of the off time and social time, I was able to corral Tim Bellman for a long time, and he's one of the newer Invesco folks. And but I got a lot out of him. He, you know, lived in Hong Kong for 15 years. He's got a very different perspective. So, it was a very good conference. So,
I've been doing this 2.5 years, and a lot of the UCLA Stanford board has been very good. And the Invesco is a common funds. There's certain ones I really walk away learning a lot.
Yeah, it was a real good one.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I actually wanted to ask Tim, we have a quick update on the process for our investment consultant selection process.
Sure. We are in the midst of our staff level on-sites with the consultants. We're about two-thirds of the way done. I'm seeing the office for the first time in a couple of weeks right now. It's going to get pushed back a little bit. We were supposed to go to Boston tomorrow for obvious reasons. That's probably going to get canceled. But
you don't want to deal with the Nor'easter?
Or the West Coast.
The one we're going to have here.
I would anticipate, I'm still hoping we're on track for me getting my notes to the subcommittee on the technical aspects of this by year end. And then the committee being able to convene in January and have their own forums with the leading consultants at that point in time. We still have, three left to interview at this point.
Okay. Any other comments? Let's all go home before we get wet.
Yeah, try and stay dry this next 24 hours.
And do your happy dance.
Oh, I think it's overrated.
Yeah, really.